How beautiful is that? I love it when y'all do your own arrangement, by the way. Ugh, what a blessing. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanksgiving week, it's upon us. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about how much I love a good feast. You know, I look forward with just joy, anticipating sitting down at the table and the assortment of foods that will be there, and how much I'm going to enjoy them. And I realized that, you know, for most of us, it will look a little different this year, as it does every year, you know. Each year is a unique Thanksgiving experience. Each year is a unique feast of Thanksgiving Day. And I was realizing and appreciating how much I really, the anticipation of it is part of the fun of thinking, ooh, what's going to be on the table this year? Who's going to bring something different? And who's going to bring the screaming purple salad that we always have on our Thanksgiving table? And just the joy of the anticipation of sharing our good and gathering together. And really allowing the assortment to be exactly the way that it is. So that anticipation of the abundance of good that might be on the table is also a great way to start our day. Can I start my day in anticipation of the abundance of good that's set before me? Will I enjoy the new things, the untested surprises, and partake in the abundance of life, and enjoy the treasures and the gifts that are brought to me by the people who are in my life and who want to share their good, just as I want to bring my gift and my good and share it with y'all. So what a great way to start the day, each day, to be in joyful anticipation and joyful expectation of the good that's upon us. So the question upon us this week is, can we look at what we have and see enough? Can we? So Eckhart Tolle tells us, acknowledging the good that you already have in life is the foundation for all abundance. Acknowledging the good that you already have in life is the foundation for all abundance. What we appreciate appreciates when we can look at the good that is already there, that sets the stage. It allows us a platform to stand upon of the good that is all around. And having an excess of something is not more valuable than having just the right amount of something. Should I say it again? I'll say it in another way. Having a sufficient amount of something is equally as good as having more than enough. Consider the feast that's before us, and we'll start with food because, you know, that's where it's at. And we partake in it, and when we're filled up, we're filled up. Have you ever continued eating even well beyond when you were sufficiently filled? I have, just because it tasted so good, just because it was just, the flavors were upon me. But to have the awareness that, this has been fulfilled, it was enough. When I'm out and about in the world and I'm looking for a joy or peace, and I come upon it, I find it, and I allow it to fill me, can it be sufficient? Can it be enough to move me, to soothe me, to lift me? Or do I feel compelled that is not enough, I need more? Some of the questions that are upon us today. So I think it's really important that we start with the awareness and the foundation and the truth, the capital T truth, that we are powerful, creative, magnificent beings. We have within us all that we need. Just let that land. Just let yourself remember the truth of that. We have within us all that we need. It's already there. We have enough love. We have enough joy. We have enough peace. We have enough prosperity. We have enough kindness. We have enough. And when we have enough, we have wealth. And when we know we are enough, we are wealthy. So my invitation this week is to expand your gratitude practice yet a little bit further, to appreciate where you know you are enough. Explore what that means and let yourself explore and understand it. To appreciate where you know you are enough. And you know, to be honest with yourself, sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit. Was the patience that was demonstrated enough? Was it? Only you will know. Was the kindness, was the compassion, was the love that was moving through you enough? More than likely. Yet our good friends Rick Dale and Karen Allen of the Allendale musical duo, they have a song called I Am Enough. The lyrics are, I won't sing them, I promise. The lyrics are, I am enough, I'm made of God's stuff. I am enough, I'm made of God's stuff. That which I am made of is the infinite, is the divine. And so when we can allow ourselves to remember that and be inspired by that and to sing that and to appreciate that, it does shift something within us. Just kind of say it. I know we're not supposed to, but just say it anyway. Say it under your breath. I am enough. I'm made of God's stuff. Just take it in. I am enough. I'm made of God's stuff. And ask yourself, what do I already have that I appreciate? What is that God stuff that's within me that I can appreciate now? Is it that patience? Is it that compassion? Is it that willingness? I can give you my list, but I'm really interested in you knowing yours. What is it that you find within yourself? Take an inventory of your possessions, sure. What do I have that I appreciate, that I value? What do I have within myself that I appreciate, that I value? And what do I have access to that I appreciate and I value? What do I have access to? You know, when I consider that, I immediately think of this teaching, this philosophy, that I have access to this beautiful, powerful, creative, intelligent, and wise philosophy. I have access to it. Oh, do I appreciate that? Yes. And then I immediately go to us. I have access to this spiritual community. I can access it at any time via a phone call or a live stream or a connection with someone in person. I have access to nature, to parks, to the ocean. We have access. And then do we allow ourselves to engage with it, to participate with it? Do we go to the table, the feast that's been set before us by life, and engage? So being open to receive, as I talked about last week, is an ongoing lesson, yes? It's an ongoing lesson. And being open to receive, sometimes we feel that vulnerable place of being open to others. And our opportunity is to learn to not stop in the face of that vulnerability. Because my experience is when that feeling of being vulnerable stops me, then I am stopped from accepting and experiencing my good. When the vulnerability allows me to realize that I am demonstrating, courage, or faith, or willingness, then I am strengthened by my vulnerability. I'm not saying it's true for everyone, but I'm saying that I've noticed it to varying degrees in myself and others, and that is that we have been programmed to believe that more is better. You might have, in your childhood, or if you have kids, I need to stay up all night and study. I need to stay up all night and study. Not just till 8 o'clock, not just till 10 o'clock. I want to ace this test. I'm going to stay up all night and study. Really? Really? When you've studied enough to be prepared, you're prepared. And then that overkill takes away from our awareness that we have enough, that we have prepared enough, that we have done our good work. So considering enough is a feast. That's the title, Enough is a Feast, opens the doorway to that seesaw between not enough and extravagance. And the person that I have learned about, well, what I call that is sufficiency. It's sufficiency. And the person that taught me most about sufficiency is one of my heroes, and it's Lynn Twist. And she, when Lynn talks about sufficiency, she frames it this way: reclaiming the power of what is there. It's already there. Reclaiming the power of what is there. And she taught me that we each have the choice in any setting to step back and let go of the mindset of scarcity. And once we let go of scarcity, we discover the surprising truth of sufficiency. And it doesn't mean a quantity of anything. It isn't two steps up from poverty and one step short of abundance. It isn't a measure of barely enough or more than enough. Sufficiency isn't an amount at all. It's an experience. It's a context that we generate, a declaration, a knowing that there is enough and that we are enough. I am enough, and you are enough, and we are enough. This doesn't mean that we don't still strive and aspire and that we don't stretch and that we don't grow. We do. We can't actually help but grow. Grow in the awareness of the enoughness of life. Sufficiency is a context we bring forth from within that reminds us that if we look around and we look within ourselves, we will find what we need. We will find what we need because it's coming from the infinite, the source of all. There is always, it is always at hand. And again, I'll clarify, I'm not saying that we can just say God, Spirit, whatever your holy name for it is, will provide, and then we ignore the reality that there are troubles, that there are people without enough food, without water, without necessities. I'm not saying that. It is that the very presence and power within us, we turn to that to recognize and know our capacity for self-sufficiency. It is when we turn to and remember the I am that I am that we see more clearly and experience the sufficiency that is available to us and through us and in us and as us. And so when we let go of the chase for more and mindfully and intentionally recognize, appreciate, and experience the resources within, we touch the infinite. And that's the ultimate resource within all of us. As we appreciate and nourish that, it grows. And so we're to remember that enough is flexible and personal, and it shows up uniquely for each of us. Isn't that always the challenge? I know what it looks like, so it must look like the same thing for you. And when it doesn't look like that, I get all a Twitter. But it's just not the way it is. It looks unique to each of us. The practice is to not get all a Twitter when it doesn't look the same for each of us. We get to look inside and ask the question, what makes me feel whole and complete? What makes me feel that way? Is it a hobby? Is it a skill? Is it a talent? Is it self-care? What does it look like when you come alive with life? When you're allowing the I am that I am to be made known. When we have just enough, we have all that we need. And enough is a feast. When we can honestly say, I have enough, it's a feast. It's a feast for the soul. So Thanksgiving is this week. It's our national holiday. And as I went back and said, well, when and why and how, I learned the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration in America was, you guys, I'm sure the students in school know this, November 26, 1789, if I trust my source, which I do. And it was as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many favors of Almighty God. Well, I don't know if somebody just made that up, but I really liked it. So I'm going with it. So if my day of thanksgiving is about, acknowledging and appreciating with a grateful heart all of the good in my life, then isn't every day a day of thanksgiving? Isn't that what we've been talking about all month? So my inquiry is, how will you be celebrating your grateful heart? That's really a great way to approach Thanksgiving. How will I be celebrating my grateful heart? Trusting the day in which we live is sufficient. And can we sense the wholeness in all things? Wholeness does not mean perfection. It means embracing brokenness as an integral part of life. Knowing this, when I know this, and I offer it to you, it gives me hope. It gives me hope that human wholeness, mine and yours and ours, is more than just a dream. In the science of mind, this beautiful philosophy, we're taught the universe is impersonal. It gives alike to all. It's no respecter of persons. It values each alike. Its nature is to impart, and ours is to receive. It is a deeply embedded part of our nature to know how to receive. Should I say that again? It's a deeply embedded part of our nature to know how to receive. There's something within us that knows how to receive. It's one of our great and beautiful birthrights as living creatures, and yet sometimes we, for many reasons, do not believe that we can receive our good. Or we believe that our only value is in giving. Or that it is supposed to look a particular way. That one gets me often. So I have to ask myself, am I asking it to match my picture, or am I allowing my picture to be revealed, the demonstration to be revealed before me? Gratitude multiplies our good. And when we are grateful for what we have in our lives right now, it tells the universe that we are open to receive more, and it sets that wheel of motion, of creation into motion. We aren't told by teachers and leaders and mystics and philosophers to practice gratitude just for the sake of it. It's because it's powerful, it's creative, it's uplifting. So this week, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let us remember that enough is a feast, enough food, enough inspiration, enough family, enough love, creativity, and peace. And above all, let us remember, however we're celebrating, individually, with others, that you are enough. Just as you are. You are enough. We are enough. Ah, what a blessing it is to remember. How does that song go? I am enough. I'm made of God's stuff. Let's remember that this week. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. And happy birthday. And the band.